Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another sales tip. Recently, I've had a bit of a sales and marketing conundrum myself and had to think through how to resolve it. So I wanted to share the research, analysis, and conclusions with you in case some of you are experiencing the same or a similar difficulty. This episode is entitled, How to Sell at Your Prospect's Pace. And it relates to situations where your prospect isn't ready to buy, even though they have a problem and they have the budget or money to solve it. They may be avoiding having a sales conversation or a purchasing conversation with you altogether. There's something holding them back, and you have to discover what that is and address it before you can sell. I'll get to how I solved the problem in my business a little later, but first I want to speak about this in broader, more relatable terms so that this session is most helpful to the listener. If your prospect is engaging with you, either in a selling situation, such as hearing your pitch, or at an earlier stage where they're just getting to know you or listening to your podcast, or reading your newsletter, they're engaging because they have some interest in what you're saying. That's why they're spending their time with your marketing materials or talking to you. They have a desire to improve in that particular area, but there's a fear or a concern that is preventing them from buying the service or product that you know will solve their problem or improve their situation. You have to be careful here because there may be an opportunity to sell something else that the prospect wants or is ready to buy, but that you know, based upon your expertise and knowledge of the offering and the marketplace, you know it won't solve the prospect's problem. It isn't a good idea to sell that alternative, ineffective offering because that short-term revenue is likely to create a long-term problem for you, for your client, and maybe even for the larger market in which you operate. Why is that? It's because that alternative offering that they're comfortable with isn't going to deliver the results that they're seeking. And the lack of results is likely to cause the prospect to never want to buy that type of service or product again from you or from anybody else. It's why prospects are very leery of salespeople. They buy something that doesn't work and experience not just buyer's remorse, but they may even feel disillusioned and uncertain about their decision-making ability or possibly even about themselves. So they'll try to avoid making a similar mistake again in the future by retreating from the market and avoiding salespeople. So what should you do instead of selling them the thing that they're comfortable with, but that you know won't work? Well, what you shouldn't try to do is to force the thing that they need but aren't yet comfortable buying onto them. That type of aggressive sales tactic is what causes them to avoid you and maybe buy from somebody else who has softer sales skills. So you must find a happy medium between rushing the prospect to buy what they really need and selling them something that they're willing to buy, but that won't solve the problem. I want to take an example that we can all relate to so that we can see the impact that our selling choices and activities can have on prospects. I'll use the COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy as an example. Say you're in a vulnerable group because of a pre-existing condition, your age, or a weight problem, but you don't trust the government because of its prior bad behavior, like the Flint, Michigan lead poisoning in the water, or the Tuskegee experiment where the government was lying to study participants, saying that it was giving them medicine when they were purposely letting these people's syphilis disease go untreated so that the government could study the disease. Or the fact that our government didn't tell the public the truth about COVID-19 early on, even though they knew how easily it was transmitted and how deadly and or debilitating it could be. You can see how telling someone familiar with this prior conduct to just get over their hesitancy and take the vaccine isn't an effective sales method. But neither is offering them a new car or a chance to win the lottery in exchange for what they believe could be their life a good sales method. The thing they may be willing to buy at this stage is wearing a mask. But the mask protects others more than it protects them. If they are vulnerable and wearing a mask around unmasked, asymptomatic people who took the vaccine and rightly want to get on with their lives, your vulnerable prospect could still become seriously ill or die from the virus. So what do? Do you try to force the vaccine on them? Do you take the easy way out and just tell them what they want to hear, which is that a mask will protect them when you know it might not? What I've found is the solution is to educate your prospect before you try to sell to them. You have to tell them why this time is different, why this isn't Tuskegee or Flint. The U.S. government could say, hey, this vaccine is being distributed all around the world. Other governments are testing it to see if it's safe. So even if you think the U.S. government would kill its citizens, do you think that the rest of the countries are going to kill off the entire world population? Or the government could explain that part of the reason they were able to develop the vaccine so quickly is because COVID-19 is a coronavirus, and they have tons of experience developing coronavirus vaccines, and they were able to use that experience to develop this specific vaccine. Or they could explain how much money was made available to the business sector to get them to develop the vaccine, and that if enough money is poured into virtually any problem, a solution can usually be found pretty quickly. People understand how healthcare is driven by money, so that message would resonate, I think. So the government could do some PSAs and incentivize prospective patients to watch the PSAs rather than trying to incentivize them to take the vaccine itself. Giving an incentive to take the vaccine is a form of trying to force the sale before the prospect is ready. But giving an incentive to learn about the vaccines and its safety and effectiveness is the intermediate step that could allay the prospect's fears and cause them to get the vaccine without having them harbor fear of a negative experience with the vaccine. Sure, some of them will attend the educational PSA to get the incentive and then not take the vaccine. But that's okay because no one gets a 100% conversion rate anyway. But with proper education, you can expect to get a conversion rate in the 70 to 80% range, which is excellent. So I think that's an example that we can all relate to. Now, we also sometimes need to educate our prospects and allay their fears or concerns before we can sell our products and services. My prospects, as you know, are attorneys and legal firms, and they don't have a great tradition of buying sales training, coaching, and strategy services. There are a number of reasons for their reluctance, and I had to discover those and then address them in a way that not only gets me sales, but that truly helps my prospects to overcome the issue and to benefit greatly from doing business with me. What I couldn't do, what would have been bad for my prospects, would have been for me to offer them a less effective, though more comforting, alternative to selling. You know, some sort of sales light, like the Diet Coke of sales. You know, Diet Coke is still soda. If my prospects need green tea, it's up to me to put in the time to approach them from an educational standpoint so that they can make the right decision for themselves. So, if your prospect isn't ready for the medicine that you believe, based upon your expertise, is the antidote, spend some time figuring out the root causes of their hesitancy and then educate them before you sell. This is what I mean by selling at your prospect's pace. That's the end of the tip. Now, this episode was conceived from an issue I was dealing with. If you have an issue you're experiencing in your sales and marketing efforts, I'd be happy to develop a podcast episode that speaks to your issue. Just drop me a note or a comment on the Sales for Lawyers LinkedIn company page. That's sales, the number four, lawyers on LinkedIn. And just say, hey, Siobhan, why don't you cover this issue on your podcast? And I'll actually think through your issue and create a podcast episode that speaks to it. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.